Coming up next is the Sports Freak Hour with Mike Morgan. Tonight's show is a re-airing of the July 28th High School Football Prep Pigskin Preview with all four high school head coaches here in Henderson County. Mike will be back live in the studio next Monday. Hey, sports freaks! It's time to get your game on with the Sports Freak Hour with Mike Morgan. Sponsored by Mountain Credit Union, serving Western North Carolina since 1963. Horizon Heat and Air, unmatched quality, service, and price. And Eggs Up Grill, serving breakfast and lunch 7 days a week. Now, here's your Sports Freak Hour host, Mike Morgan.
All four county coaches are here. We fed them some pizza. They're happy. They're glad to be here, so we can't wait to talk sports. Paul Whitaker, head coach at Wes Henderson, will be with me here in just a second. That's where we will begin the season on August the 22nd. First game of the year, Irwin at West. Looking forward to calling that one because Irwin, of course, the defending MAC champions, knocked Reynolds off. First time since 2000 they won the championship last year. Of course, West has been pretty good the last couple of years. And one guy who you'll hear a lot this year, my good buddy Ron Wagner in the studio tonight too. Ron, how you doing, bud?
Great, Mike. It's good to be back with you. I'm glad you're going to have me a little bit this year again.
Hey, listen, man. I would put the two of us up against anybody. At least you'd put you up against anybody, not so much me. But when I stop talking, that's when the good stuff happens. And let's go ahead and bring in our first coach, our first guest of the night. He is Paul Whitaker, longtime coach at West Henderson. I ask you every time, you can tell me again, how many years you've been with the Falcons now?
16 head coach, 33 total.
That is crazy. And this day and age, when you think about it, you're a rarity, aren't you? There's not that doesn't happen too often. I think of the Shane Laws of the world, Bennett Reynolds for a long time. But,
yeah.
But being somewhere 30 years, that's saying something.
Yeah, played there. Dad played there, scored the first touchdown there at Johnson Field. So
cool.
It's a family thing. Got to coach both my sons through it. So one of those things. And, you know, an old teacher told me a long time ago that if you wake up and you don't dread going to work, keep going. So
That's right. We're
still going.
That's good. And boy, it's been a great run for you guys the last 3 years. 33-6 over the last 3 years. 8-4 last year. 5-1. You won the conference. 3 straight conference titles. It's been a fun run for the Falcons, hasn't it?
It has. And we, a lot of that just basically the kids buying into the system, and we've had some great players. I mean, you mentioned, you talk about Truett Manuel and Lucas Cachillo and Tyler Nash and Dimsdale and some of those guys that, really set the bar really high. And as you had mentioned, 3 years conference champion, shooting for the fourth one this year. That will be the school record. We've tied the school record 3 in a row. Now we're shooting for the fourth.
There we go. Well, good luck to you.
Has there ever been a better 3-year run in terms of wins and losses in the program history? I can't imagine there has been.
I guess my sophomore year under Carol Wright that was the 3 years that were back-to-back undefeated, those 2 years, 84, 85.
Right.
It's been a long time, and it's been through some hard years and had great players then. It's just, new group coming in each year, try to figure out what works best for them.
Yeah, first coach with us tonight here on the Pigskin Preview. That's hard to say.
That is.
Our high school football preview. I'll just go there. We got Paul Whitaker, head coach at Wes Henderson. All right, Zane McCraw, I tell you, I love watching that kid play. And, unfortunately got hurt last year. But before he got hurt, he ran for 1,300 yards, 17 touchdowns, 182 carries. That's an average of almost 7.5 yards per carry. He reminds me of Brad Hoover, the Western Carolina Brad Hoover. Every time he touches the ball, he's getting 7-plus yards. Yep. And I know you're glad, not only glad to have him back on offense, but on defense too, because he was a key member of that defense. And not having those last 4 games, it was rough losing him late in the year, wasn't it?
Yeah, I lost him, the second half of the East Henderson game. And, he was been up, had him up as a sophomore, as the backup running back behind Dimsdale.
Yeah.
And had to find a place for him to play, and had him at nose guard and played an excellent nose guard.
Wow.
Since then has moved to the linebacker position.
Yeah.
But another one of those two-way players, standouts that's been with us for 3 years, starting on varsity, looking forward to year 4 with him.
No doubt. And you got a pretty good backfield back there with him, too, as Young's back one more year at quarterback, too. And he's other than his dad, Jay, he's a pretty good kid.
Yeah, he's we brought him up as a sophomore as the 8-quarter kid, and Jude Lida hurt his shoulder. And so he stepped in and had some great receivers to throw to, and this year, being his third year running the system, kind of like what you expect out of a 3-year starter, the quarterback on the field.
Well, he passed for 1,849 yards, 16 touchdowns, completed 63% of his passes. Now, in week 1, when we see Irwin come to town, I would almost say, I mean, I don't know every single quarterback in the mountains, but Cade Young against Caden Engle, that's going to be two pretty good young quarterbacks. And Engle is a junior at Irwin, passed for almost 3,000 yards and 35 touchdowns. And you guys played them tough up there last year. You had some chances in that game, didn't you?
Did. We had moved it to a Thursday night game. I actually had the ball with, you know, less than 30 seconds left to go to score and go, you know, kick the extra point and win it. But, you know, fell short. But, you know, him being back and Cade being back and two receivers coming back with him, it's just stuff we've done this summer has just been kind of a review, a few new wrinkles here and there. But one of those kids that works at it every day. You know, he's in the weight room. He'll come back to the weight room. He's always wanting to know if I'll come throw with him and stuff. So it's been a pleasure to have him.
No doubt.
Well, it's been a pretty tough conference, the Mountain 7-3A, the last few years, and a ton of realignment. Obviously, we haven't talked about that a lot, but really never before the A classifications. I'm curious to know what you think about that. Your conference has only changed by one team, but that team is probably going to make it even tougher with the addition of Brevard.
And real quickly, just so you know, it's a 5A, 4A split. So the 5A teams are North and West, Smoky Mountain, and Franklin. 4A schools are Brevard, East, Pisgah, and Tuscola. So,
yes.
That's it. Yeah. So, but yeah, you did add a pretty tough team in there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, and I think he's got a lot of those kids back.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, it wasn't a very easy conference to begin with. And so, you know, you throw in the conference champion that coming from another conference over and, you know, makes it even tougher. But great challenge playing the Tuscolas, the Pisgah, the Smoky Mountains, North and East. And, you know, just, you know, what I would call typical mountain football. You know, a lot of run game into it, but you know, looking forward to it and excited to start off the new season.
And 30 years there, do you ever think you'd be coaching a 5A team at West Henderson?
Well,
that sounds kind of weird.
Yeah, and you know, talk about the classifications. I guess you remember back a few years ago when they split them,
the little and the big.
Yeah, that's basically what they've done that, and they've got a new number, so you know, it is what it is. And
you know, I'm okay with it because again, And again, doing all those years in Buncombe County covering Reynolds and Asheville and Irwin, they'd have good teams. Even Robertson has good teams. And they run into somebody down east that's got 3,500 kids. You're like, that just ain't fair.
Right.
You know, and the big guys didn't want it as much. But I'm glad we needed eight classifications for how long now? Because there's so many schools that have popped up in the last 15 years.
Yeah.
I never heard of them before over the last year, few years. So are you a fan of it? Are you glad they did it?
Yeah. And, you know, you followed the states around us, Georgia, South Carolina, Tennessee, and they all have, you know, we've got more teams playing high school football than they do with less classification. So, you know, it was time. And the only thing I wish they would have done was taken out those 1A, small 1A schools that don't play football.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Then start your count.
Yeah. You know, I didn't know they weren't doing that.
And then, you know, they've added those in, and
that'd be the Nantahalas of the world, those Blue Ridge, the ones.
Blue Ridge Early College apparently is in the Smoky Mountain Conference now. That's good thing they don't have a football team.
That's a different Hiawassee Dam and things out there too. And one time, weren't they combining Murphy and Andrews together? Aren't they?
Gonna that be like was the rumor at one
for
point.
Longest time. Yeah. Hey, listen, Smoky Mountain 1A football. Back in the old days, I would have put that conference up against any conference in the country.
Yeah.
And again, you guys played Murphy last year. You got them again this year or not?
No. We that was a one-year deal. And
the worst officiating ever. I'll go ahead and say it right here. I know you can't say that. It's past, but I did that game with Dean Jones.
What's the statute of limitations on that, though?
I think Dean Jones is up there with me. And Dino, longtime coach at West, he was not a happy camper, and I don't think I'll ever get him to do a game again with me again because typically he's on the sidelines cheering for you. And you lost. Hey, one thing, too, I want to mention, too. Asa Ausman is back. Not only as a receiver and defensive back, he's a pretty good kicker, too.
Yeah, he was our punter.
Yeah.
You know, he kind of does it all. And some of those guys that didn't get a lot of playing last year were behind seniors are now the seniors. And so it's time for them to step up. And, you know, we got a good nucleus coming back, return 7 on offense, 6 on defense. You know, the big key is going to be our offensive linemen getting 3 new kids in there adjusted to varsity football, you know, coming up from JVs and, you know, starting practice Wednesday, and we're on.
Yeah. Well, as of right now, we'll see it back-to-back weeks, week 1 and week 2. You know, one more thing.
Speaking of returning to all those players, I wanted to ask you, do you think that the A classifications would have helped you the last couple of years in the playoffs? And seeing as how you have so much coming back again this year, you know, bigger schools in the mountains, you know, I hate to say that there didn't seem to be a lot of hope to win a state championship in some sports, but it's very difficult for a 3A here to win in the past. You know, as good as you guys were the last couple of years, you ran into some real buzzsaws. And do you think, you know, this could help your chances, other schools' chances in the mountains?
You know, that's kind of what everybody, what everybody asks. And those other teams moved up too. You know, Crest.
Crest,
Kings Mountain, those. So it's still going to be tough. And like you said, I think 3A was probably the toughest.
Oh, no doubt.
You know, in all four divisions the last few years with those teams. So it's, you know, it's kind of a blessing in one way. And some of those teams are still being in that division. And, you know, being around the mountains. And once you get off the mountain, you know, you get down to Hickory that we ran into a couple of years ago. And, you know, it gets tougher. And that's the way it should be. But, you know, a lot of fun. Good to see those away stadiums you get to travel to on, you know, first time I'd been to Hickory, and, you know, nice stadium community outfit that they've got there. It was a nice trip.
Yeah. So once again, practice starts Wednesday. So July 30th will be the first day of practice all across the state of North Carolina. Our first game, August 22nd, will be at West when they host Irwin. Looking forward to calling that game. Cannot wait for it to get here. And Coach Whitaker, always good catching up with you, my friend. And we'll see you here in a few weeks. And what I'm planning on doing on those Mondays of the week of the game, I'll have you on again. I'll get you on probably on the 18th,
absolutely,
Monday night. We'll preview the game, get you ready for all the coverage here on WTZQ. We can't wait. And, Paul, always good seeing you, my friend.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Yes, sir. Let's take a break real quick. When we come back, we're going to bring in a couple of guys. We're going to bring in both Jim Beatty from North Henderson and Colton Brackett from East Henderson. You're listening to Sports Freak Hour here on WTZQ.
Horizon Heat and Air, your local trained comfort specialist, is a proud sponsor of high school sports coverage on WTZQ. With their professionally trained staff, affordable pricing, and fast service, Horizon Heat and Air is the local source to deliver comfort for your home or business.
Eggs Up Grill.
Eggs Up Grill. Classic breakfast, only $8 before 8 a.m.
Score!
Best burgers, salads, and wraps in town.
Score!
Lots of free parking.
Score!
Eggs Up Grill on Spartanburg Highway next to Planet Fitness. Open daily 6 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Hey, I'm Bernie Miller with Blue Ridge Medical and Sports Massage. Do you have a stiff neck, sore back, achy knees or hips? Maybe a headache that just won't quit? I help people feel better, whether you're an athlete or just tired of hurting. My sessions are easy, personalized, and totally pain-free. We'll work together to get you moving better and living with less pain. Let's get you feeling good again. Blue Ridge Medical and Sports Massage, where pain ends and performance begins. Call me at 243-3127 and I'll get you on the schedule.
Are you ready to take your financial well-being to the peak of excellence? Summit Personal Checking combines exceptional benefits, competitive returns, and unparalleled convenience all in one powerful account. Visit mountaincu.org or stop by any of our local branches to learn more.
Mountain Credit Union, serving Western North Carolina since 1963.
Welcome back to the Sports Week Hour here on WTZQ. It is our prep pigskin preview. Say that three times fast. Say that three
practice
times.
Yeah,
I did practice it.
Yeah.
Yeah. The prep pigskin preview. Thanks to Paul Whitaker, Wes Henderson on with us first. And I'm going to double down for this next segment as we got two coaches in here with us. We got Jim Beatty, head coach North Henderson, and Colton Brackett, head coach at East Henderson. Guys, how you doing tonight?
Good, great.
Good. Thanks. Good to have you with us. Yeah. My man, glad to have you here. And I tell you what, Coach will be – I can't say coach. I got two coaches there. Jim, we'll start with you and North.
All right.
Of course, last year, unfortunately, you lost a game due to the storm. One thing we didn't talk about that we can't talk about really to both of y'all, why don't we start there first, what we went through last fall with the hurricane and everything. Mm-hmm. It affected North, I know, because you guys lost a game, correct?
Yeah. We weren't able to pick up the Inca game in their schedule. I think Henderson County started a week earlier than what they did, and they were even 2 weeks, and they were trying to get their conference games in, so we just ended up not having them, and the way we all just, I guess, the schedule got changed around, we had the last week open, so.
Yeah, and again, if you could have won that game, you could have been 4-5, I guess, would that have gotten you in the playoffs or not? Maybe not.
Last year, I don't think so. I think it's well, they got a lot to do with RPIs and things, so I don't think that would have got us in. But would have gave us another at least chance for a win. We ended up the season playing pretty good football.
Yeah.
You know, had a close game against Smoky Mountain, lost by 7, and same thing against Tuscola.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was disappointing that those seniors weren't able to get a 10th game in. But, you know, we're just lucky we got – and happy that we got to play football.
Yeah, and not have it end. Yeah, and Colton, I know you guys probably had the most damage because y'all lost some fencing there behind the visitor side. Yeah,
lost the whole visitor side, and we're under construction right now. Hopefully, we'll have it by first game. But for our kids, at least we got the 10th game and we got to finish the season out, and let them enjoy that time. So.
Yeah, no doubt. And, Jim, looking back at last season, y'all were 3-6 after the playoff team last year. Injuries, man, I tell you, are you keeping the guys like in a bubble for this year? Because you had so many injuries last couple of years.
I don't think we're going to touch each other this year.
A lot of tag above the waist.
Touch, yeah, tag. Put some flags on them. But, we've had our share of injuries. Yeah. And it's been disappointing. But, the kids have always played hard, last year we were really, really competitive in the last few games. The only game we got really blown out was Franklin, but Franklin had 3 weeks to continue practice, and we only had 4 days.
Right.
After that, like I said, we played Smoky Mountain really, really well. Had a good game against East. Tuscola. Had shot to win
that
game.
Yeah, we were there for that one. I'm pretty sure we called that game, that was a competitive game, very good game.
So,
and you got – and one guy that kind of snuck up on everybody, Parker Willis. What a year that kid has, a freshman, and I know you're excited to have him back. He ran for 681 yards, 8 touchdowns.
Yeah, and that was –
did he surprise you too?
Yeah, he did. freshmen, we're thinking JV kid, and then, we're playing Mason a lot on defense, Mason Gasperson, we knew everybody was going to key on Mason, so we just kind of kept him up just to see what he would do.
Yeah.
Ended up having a really, really good year. He sees the ball, or he sees the field really well, has great cutbacks, and just understands how to run the ball and where his cutback lanes are. So excited about having him back and seeing what he can do as the guy, back there this year.
Thing to do, he's not flying under the radar.
No,
I think a few teams may be keying on him this year.
Yeah, I believe
maybe
they are.
So,
Well, you talked about being really competitive towards the end of the year, and the numbers, the raw numbers, kind of bear that out. You actually outscored your opponents, and you had the third best scoring defense in the conference.
Yeah.
Are you planning to lean on that defense again this year, and maybe get a few more points? And that's a 3-6 record is pretty deceptive.
Defense been one of our strong suits. Our big thing right now is we're struggling with size. We had a lot of size last year on both offense and defensive line.
You like size, don't you?
Yeah, for kids to be a bit bigger. But the kids put in the work. We're a lot stronger than we've been in the past. So we just don't have that. We got two kids that are probably over 270 pounds, and then everybody else, kind of tall and thin. But they're athletic, so we're excited about that. And defensively, Coach Maines does a great job of just forcing the kids to get to the ball and make plays, and don't get beat deep. Just let everybody catch everything underneath, and we'll try to get it. It didn't happen all the time last year, but he does a great job in demanding the kids play at a high level on defense. So we'll lean on that a lot, and then we got Aiden Berry back, so we're looking at good things with him and Parker as a duo back there, as a quarterback that can run, and he's throwing the ball a lot better.
So. Cool. Just keep him healthy. That's the biggest thing. I go back to 2 years ago. We did that Bearcat game to open the year, and, boy, y'all came out and just played smash-mouth football. And we talk about that Jim Beatty football to me. That's what I always remember seeing over the years. I always joke with people. I'm kind of scared of Jim a little bit, his intensity, kind of scares me a little bit. But that's what you like to see. You like that tough, hard-nosed football, don't you? That is the football you love to coach.
I'm an O-line coach at heart, and I want to run the ball first.
Right.
That's the first thing. Then, quick passes and then play action pass, and if we have to go downfield, we'll try to go deep. But I want to be able to run, so I want the offensive line to be big, strong, and athletic. Yeah. And we've been that way for a few years, and hopefully we can keep doing that. I like the kids we've got. We just got to, we're going to be young up front this year. Graduated quite a few last year, so we'll see. But they've worked, and they're strong, and I'm excited about it.
Yeah, Jim Beatty, head coach at North Henderson, along with Colton Brackett from East Henderson. Let's get both you guys to talk a little bit about the realignment, because that is something right here that is upon us now. You got the 4A, 5A split. So North and West will be playing 5A with Franklin and Smoky. East will be 4A with Brevard, Pisgah, Tuscola. And Colton, you had a chance to talk to him. We'll start with you. How do you like the realignment? Are you happy where you guys landed?
Yeah, I think, you know, for us, you know, it wasn't ideal. You know, I think we were wanting to go more of a regional set instead of a split. And, you know, it is what it is. Yeah. And I think, you know, after a year or two, you know, appeal and see what, you know, where we can go from there. Yeah. I think the idea of it's great for the state. It's you know, just getting the fine tuning it and making it right. So
Jim, you're up there with the 5A. You happy where you are? You're a 5A coach. I mean, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
I was hoping they would go a straight 17 5A.
That'd
they could
nice.
Bring in the three or Inca, North Buncombe, and Irwin into us with us West and Franklin.
Did you think Buncombe County would let that happen? Come on.
Well, just kidding. I mean, it should have. But
we're in Henderson
anyways.
County, so I can say
you're right. That's splitting that county up seems impossible unless you're Owen.
Yeah, exactly. Poor Owen never going to get to play with anybody in the county.
But, you know, it's good. We had the same conference and just added Brevard. So it'll be interesting. You know, we added Brevard, and who's you know, really, really, really been good here lately.
Yeah, you say
so,
we just added Brevard. It's like,
but yeah, I thought it would have been a lot better pairings, play if you put the 4A's down with the other 4A's down the mountain, and then the 7-5A teams. That's what I was hoping for.
Maybe we'll get there. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is the first year we're doing. They're still going to redo it every 4 years. Is that still the plan? Who knows?
I don't know.
Maybe they'll get back that. Let's talk a little Eagle football here with Coach Brackett. East Henderson, last year, man, how that start you got off to, 3-1, you know, we talked about it a lot. That was kind of a big key going into the year. You got off to that start. Won some games, which I know was your goal. You're trying to rebuild that program. And just talk about the year. Finished 3-7, but a 3-1 start was great. Yeah. Just kind of talk about last season.
You know, going in and getting a win first thing, it really just brought a boost to the program and our kids. And really, it was a monkey off my back. And, you know, it's getting that one win and the kids getting that taste, it brought some life. And, you know, it's a grind. Football's a grind. And, you know, and you know, what's it going to be after – how are you going to respond after the first win? Because we've never been there. And so, you know, going throughout the year, you know, we get into conference. You know, our conference is tough. And I'd go up to say it's one of the best in the state overall. You know, and then trying to keep our kids engaged and keeping them, you know, in a competitive mindset. It's a grind. It's tough. And, you know, that's like I tell our kids all the time. We can either pout about it and be a charity case, or we fight each week. And, you know, I think we're getting to a point where we fought and you know, a hurricane happened and kind of set us back a little bit. A lot of unknowns and a lot of, you know, question marks and, you know, what's going to look like. But, you know, our kids overcame a little bit and finished out best that we could. You know, Lex Burns leading the charge and that whole senior group, they really took initiative and really brought some life to the program.
Yeah, they played hard. I think it was the Franklin game we did too, where you guys outgained them. I think in that game, offensively, you had more yards, but they still beat you. And it was just the turnovers, those intangibles, those small things that kind of got you.
Brandon Harvey still running forward. You know, It was tough, and you know, especially on TV. So that's what my daughter likes to go back on YouTube and say, "Hey, there's Daddy back again." baby, let's watch something else now. But you know, it was cool for our kids to have that opportunity be a part of that. So
Well, when we saw you guys early, you know, you talked before the last season about the new offensive philosophy and spreading it out. And it seemed like that offense was pretty effective and clicking those first few games. What kind of what happened down the stretch there? Was it just the, you know, losing practices, the break in momentum? I was surprised to see that it didn't develop more.
Yeah, and I think, you know, it's a lot of it's level competition. And, you know, we won against teams that I pride ourselves in that. We have all summer to practice it, run a triple option, be disciplined. We're asking a team to do it in 4 days. So, and then you get in the season with bigger teams, and you know when you're the smallest school in the conference. I mean, it's, you do the best that you can, and you know, it's tough. But I think it's our identity, it's our philosophy, and you know, when you're small and you can't block too well, well, I guess we'll just region. Do a little sneakaroo, maybe. But
well, you got some kids back. Caden Williams had some good games for you last year. Gabe Jones, I remember, he was player of the game, I think, a couple times for us from the linebacker position. He had some, especially earlier games, he made some unbelievable plays. Jaden McMinn back, Caleb Walker. You got some guys that played a lot for you last year that are back.
Yeah.
How much are you relying, because I remember last year, that senior group, you relied heavily on you. Same thing with these guys, I'm sure.
Yeah, and, you know, this group, they've really bought in, and our starting five up front are all seniors. They've all played 4 years of varsity football, and so that's kind of our core group. And you know, we took pride this summer, just, you know, everything that you've learned and been through, you guys hadn't, most people don't get to experience that,
right.
But just having that group of guys, and you know, last year Lex Burns was that leader, just who in that senior group is going to be the one to step up and you know, take charge. So
and that's one thing I try to remind people. I ask Jim this too, because, again, we got to remember, these are 14, 15, 16-year-old kids, and, and sometimes we forget that you don't get to keep them. You can't redshirt somebody. And so and I remember Doug Brooks, longtime coach at Tuscola, he told me one time, Mike, I'm a much better coach when I got talent. He always said that. Because he had some rough years there for a little while. It happens. It's cyclical. And, you know, but the key is building the program. Both of you guys kind of the same thing. Jim, you're trying to build something there. Colton, you're trying to build something. And the key is buy-in. Do you agree with that, Jim? You got the kids got to buy into what you're trying
to do. Kids got to buy in.
Yeah.
And you know, it goes back to, you know, the play, would we have made the playoffs? And, you know, the RPI come out, and then we're going to put more emphasis on the RPI and this new realignment. And I'm like, I don't care about RPI. I'm looking for wins.
Yeah.
If I can get wins, and then we can get to the playoffs, then fine. But I need to get wins. When you get a win, and you can get five wins, six wins, seven wins, that just, the entire school's,
excited.
More kids are going to come out and play, as opposed to if you're, you know, we start out when I first got to North, you know, Zach, and then when I took over, it was 1-10. Yeah. Nobody wants to come out to 1-10. I mean, it's, you know, there's other things that they can, these kids can do that are less hard work than football. And if you're not winning, they don't want to put in the hard work. So, but if you can get wins, so, you know, trying to schedule, I'm not going, I don't want to be up in Buncombe County with Asheville, Reynolds, and and TC. I can't compete with them. I don't put us up there with them. It's unfair. They're way bigger than we are. And at this point, I'm just trying to get wins to build my program. Maybe one day. Before I retire, I can say, all right, we're good enough. We've got enough wins. I got enough kids out. You know, I'll call, you know, Asheville, call Shane at Reynolds and say,
you'll still be there probably.
I'm ready to play you now. Are y'all ready to play?
Well, we go back 2 years ago, the run you guys had, you know, and the back-to-back games against Pisgah. And God, if you were healthy, if Fauntleroy doesn't get hurt, I mean, you know, those are two great games. And I hate to have to play them back to back. I wish I would have sent you somewhere else. But there were two great games. And again, in both of them, if you just could have stayed healthy, who knows what might happen.
If we don't lose Mason, I think it's a different ball game.
Mason got hurt. That's what it was. Fauntleroy was Mason. That's right.
So, but, you know, that team had buy-in. We had a lot of. We got a lot of incoming freshmen off that, and they're sophomores now, and you know, they've worked hard in the weight room this off season. They had almost 90%, you know, showing up to the summer in just the sophomore class right now. So I think it can get back to being 7-3. But you know, we'll have to wait and see. We got like Colton said, we got a lot of good teams in this league. And, week in, week out, and you don't know. You know, we play Colton, and they may be in the spread. We play West, they're in the spread. But you go to Franklin, he's going to be in the eye, and he's going to smash you with the young boy who's a sophomore. Good Lord, he's like a dang.
Another young.
He's a man.
You know, he's a very good young man,
Then you add Bavard into the conference, you know, and they're huge. And so it'll take some time, but you're just trying to get wins. So, you know, non-conference schedule is big. And then, you know, we had to play Hendersonville, and, you know, as athletic as they are, you know, That's what you're trying to work to. Yeah. But, you know, if you can get that win, you know, like we did a few years ago, now
that kickstarted everything.
It really did. So.
And I know you're the same way. You're trying to get that buy-in. We talked about it earlier. You're trying to get those kids to do what you need to do to be successful.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, for us, when I took the program over, it was – I had 16 kids show up to practice for about 2 weeks. And now, you know, we're – consistently about 54 kids.
That's
awesome.
It's
buy-in. It's you know, being so involved with the younger kids, even you know, going to the middle school. I try to go once a week and see those kids and try to make that connection. So it's a process, but you know, it's whether you buy into the process and really go with it.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to flourish. So.
Well, guys, we'll be seeing you a good bit throughout the year as the season goes on. Like I said, I'll be calling you on Mondays before the Friday night game to preview it, and we're looking forward to that. So, Jim, Colton, good luck to the Eagles and the Knights both, man. Always good talking to you.
All right.
Let's take another break.
When
we come back, we're going to bring in Caron Ward, head coach of the Hendersonville Bearcats. You got the Sports Freak Hour here on WTZQ.
Horizon Heat and Air, your local trained comfort specialist, is a proud sponsor of high school sports coverage on WTZQ. With their professionally trained staff, affordable pricing, and fast service, Horizon Heat and Air is the local source to deliver comfort for your home or business.
Are you ready to take your financial well-being to the peak of excellence? Summit Personal Checking combines exceptional benefits, competitive returns, and unparalleled convenience all in one powerful account. Visit mountaincu.org or stop by any of our local branches to learn more.
Mountain Credit Union, serving Western North Carolina since 1963.
Start your mornings with a smile by joining the Breakfast Club with Mark and Paige. Weekday mornings from 7 till 10. Great music, information about your community, birthdays, daily trivia, the best giveaways in town, and of course, a whole lot of fun.
The Spinners, originally called the Detroit Spinners, here on the Cube. More music, more stuff. I'm sorry, what was that?
Detroit. Okay.
You got to lose your mind to Detroit, okay. Rock City. Then I'll go, you got to lose your mind to Detroit, Rock City.
Breakfast Club with Mark and Paige. Weekday mornings from 7 till 10 on the station that more people are listening to, WTZQ.
NC Printing is the number one printing company in Henderson County. NC Printing will design and produce everything from business cards to banners to billboards in-house. Visit ncprinting.com. NC Printing, your local source for everything printing. Hey, contractors, NC Printing now prints blueprints from PDF, or they can scan old drawings and reproduce. Just another service that makes NC Printing the area's go-to printer. Business cards, blueprints, banners, and billboards, NC Printing is your local source for everything printing.
Eggs Up Grill, classic breakfast, only $8 before 8 a.m.
Score!
The best burgers, salads, and wraps in town.
Score!
Lots of free parking.
Score!
Eggs Up Grill on Spartanburg Highway, next to Planet Fitness, open daily 6 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Get behind the weekly headlines of Hendersonville Lightning with editor and publisher Bill Moss during Lightning Thursdays at 8 a.m. right here on the Cube. And now available via podcast at WTZQ.com under On Air.
From the WTZQ Weather Department, this is Paul Spranser with your Monday evening forecast. Another hot, humid afternoon out there today. We had temperatures well up into the upper 80s, nudging 90. Your RF temperatures were well up into the upper 90s. Late this afternoon, we started having those thunderstorms developing here and there. Some places had some big thunderstorms with some very gusty winds. And during the evening hours, the continuation, and then partly cloudy, muggy overnight, 70.
All right, if you're keeping score at home here on the Prep Pigskin Preview Show here on the Sports Freak Hour, you probably noticed we've talked to three of the four coaches, Paul Whitaker from West Henderson, Jim Beattie from North Henderson, Colton Brackett from East Henderson, and I saved the best for last. You can say that, Ron. I saved the best for last.
You realize all the other county fans are listening, right?
I know.
It just feeds the narrative.
The reason I said that is because both my kids graduated from Hendersonville.
Well,
so I am a McDowell Titan myself.
Well, I'm a Bearcat myself.
I know you are.
I've had to carry that anvil for years of my favoritism towards Hendersonville.
Yeah, we joke, but I do love Coach Ward. Caron Ward's in with us now. Welcome, sir. And how are things in Bearcat land?
Man, it's been great, man. It's been a fast summer, but the kids have worked extremely hard. I'm proud of them, and I'm just ready to get going.
Yeah, the one thing we didn't talk this over with Coach Whitaker, but it came up the last two coaches, was just what happened in September. The storm hit. I remember you had one kid that was literally stuck at home, could not get to practice and didn't play that one game afterwards. Right. You got through that, went 5-5. You lost in the first round of playoffs at Bunker Hill. And we were there for that game, which, again, first half, you guys were right there in the thick of it. And then
I don't know what happened. I still don't know what happened.
Well, Bunker Hill's pretty good. That had something to do with it.
Yeah,
but
for sure.
But just talk about what a challenging year it was last year going through all that stuff.
Yeah, it was, man. And to have I was most proud of was the resiliency of the kids, because when we got back, they were like, Coach, you're a new person. I was just so excited to see him. Like, I was wrestling with him and like,
oh, we're hugging him. Yeah,
right. Yeah, it felt like COVID to a degree. Yeah. And the first thing we did, we went to Upward Church out here, and we moved waters for him.
Awesome.
As a group. And so I just it put a lot of things in perspective for me, in the sense of, you know, football's not forever, but humanity and just humility and things like that are forever. And so I was just, you know, it was for me, I felt like it was something that was needed, in the sense of putting things in the right perspective and not taking things for granted. Because I think we do. We think we're just going to wake up and we're going to get to go to that game on Friday. Yeah. And we don't know that Helene is coming. Right. And, you know, so, you know, I definitely got some perspective out of Helene in that regard.
No doubt. My third year doing football here at WTZQ. First year, my wife had 3 back surgeries in 3 weeks, and I missed a bunch of games. And then, of course, then the storm hits, and we missed some games. Now, we did those weird Monday, Friday games I did there for a little while where you played. Right. Did y'all do that? Did y'all play twice?
We didn't. No, we didn't.
You got to wait for that. That was an interesting piece that happened there, too. But,
You had a huge gap. You played on the 20th of September, then you didn't play again until October 11th. Then you didn't play again until October 25th.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that was weird. And you ran into that. You lost a game in there somewhere, too, didn't you?
Yeah, we lost the game we came back. It was so awkward because the scoreboard wasn't working.
Yeah, that was.
It was against East Rutherford, and we just, you know, they came out and they executed well, and we didn't, and it was just, I don't know, it almost seemed like it was COVID again, to the point where I felt like there was nobody in the stands. Like it was just dead. Like, and so it was just the energy was weird. Yeah. And again, like I said, not having a scoreboard and having to get the score and the time from the ref. And then having it, like, it was
youth football. Crazy.
Yeah, it was wild.
It really was like you're playing in a field there. All right, so you got a lot of talent coming back in. Your son, Jerron Ward, the quarterback, back again, passed for 972 yards and 10 scores last year. You got Amir Albany back, Giovanni Suber, Johnny Thompson. You also got now, is Ace Smith still with you or not?
He's
still
on the team. Yeah, he's just
still
a junior.
He's a junior. So again, you got a lot of talent, a lot of skilled players back. I know as an offensive guy, you're excited about that.
Yeah, we got a lot of the majority of our line is back too.
Yeah, that's good.
Although we lost Big Ballard and we lost Graham Painter. But last year we had some injuries up front. Yeah. We lost 2 starters in the first 2 scrimmages, and then we lost another starter later on in the year.
That's so horrible to lose them in a scrimmage.
Right. Oh. Yeah. And both of those were pretty much year-ending injuries. One was for sure a year-ending injury, and then the other, he tried to come back like twice because he had torn his shoulder, and it came out twice. So, we ended up kind of shutting him down. But we got a lot of guys back. We've been young the past couple of years, and so now these guys have gotten that experience, and it does seem like, you know, they've been in school for a long time, because a lot of them have started since freshman and since sophomore year. But I'm excited, man. I'm definitely excited.
Yeah.
Well, the other county schools are together, as they seemingly are every year, and you guys are always just a little bit smaller. But, you know, you're the school. They haven't really had many changes except for adding Brevard, which is significant, but their conference is mostly the same. You, on the other hand, are going back to the future. I mean, this is back to the Western Highlands, which we gotten rid of. Now you've ditched all the East Rutherfords and R Centrals, and you're back to driving up towards Boone. What do you think about that?
Yeah, and here's that conference, a 2A, 3A split. So Hendersonville's going to be a 3A school, along with Madison, Mountain Heritage, Owen, and Polk County. 2A will be Avery and Mitchell. So again, Mountain Heritage and Mitchell in there, too. Two teams, I shiver anytime I think about them and see those two teams play. But again, it is that old Western Highlands. Looking forward to going to Avery on a Friday night?
All in all, it seems like probably not as strong a conference of football, but am I wrong about that?
Yeah, man, because it's going to be hit you in the face, backyard alley brawl.
Different like, kind of get
black
played,
and blue.
That's for sure.
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah. It's going to be, you're going to wake up Saturday and you're going to need ice and you're going to need Bengay and all, you're going to need all of that because it's everybody's going to try to hit you in the face every single play. And so we just got to be ready for that. But we're, as a coaching staff, we're used to it because, four or five of our guys that are on the staff now played in this conference. So they're familiar as well, and even though they're young guys. But our kids hadn't played against some of these teams. They played the Polks and they played the Mountain Heritages and maybe even a little bit of Madison when they were younger.
Right.
But the Averys and you know, Mitchell, they hadn't seen those guys.
Right.
So that's going to be different. But I think we just got to play ball, man, and do what we are capable of doing. And I think everything else will kind of shake out, handle itself.
I think you're right. And the one guy, I enjoyed watching run some last year, and of course, Hezzy Rudisell, who was there, where it seemed like, for 15 years. He played from freshman all the way through and was fun to watch. But Gianni Jacobs got in a couple times at running back. And I know there a couple times, some of those games we did, man, where he just was a load to bring down. Are we going to see more of that from him in the backfield? Who's going to be the main running back? Can you tell us? Well, is that top secret, or can you tell us?
Yeah, it is kind of top secret. But Big G's going to be there, man. He's another one of those guys that's been playing since a pup. Yeah. Started as a sophomore. Actually, was all conference as a sophomore on defense. But, Big G's going to be there for us, man, and we love what he brings to the table. Smart kid, and we can throw anything at him. We can put him in multiple spots. But you'll definitely see a good bit of number zero.
And he plays linebacker, too. And he's a beast in there. And then Tamir Barber, who Big O's brother, correct?
Yeah, Big T. We call him Big T.
Big T. Yeah, it should be Little T and Big O.
Big O was a big loss.
I know. Who's bigger, Big O or Big T?
They're about the same. Okay. Big T came in about 270, close to 275 today.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
And Big O was how big?
He's right around the same thing.
And Ron said that is a big loss. I mean, one of the biggest losses you have.
Nine sacks, I think. I mean,
what he doesn't get a lot of credit for is his motor. Like, he's faster than people think when they try to get around the edge. Like, if it's a quarterback trying to – and Tamir's the same way. Mm-hmm. But the thing that Tamir does have is Tamir broke the school squat record during the spring.
Oh, okay.
So he's got that hanging over his brother's head. He is at 550.
Jeez. Holy cow.
Yeah, he was – yeah, and we maxed today. And we're maxing these next 2 days, so he may push it on up there again. So, it's T, man. I love T. He works so hard. Yeah. It's funny you brought him up because he just takes me 2 seconds ago. Coach, I got a new number, so make sure you put it in your phone. Swear, he just takes me.
Well, that's good. That's good. Keeping up with you. Maybe they're listening to the queue here now.
Well, so I would hope so. There's some of them on this live stream. We had a little challenge today in the max. I got up under the bench press right after he
benched.
So he was making fun of me because I came in, I didn't stretch. I said that little bit of weight you got up under there. Coach, let me see you do it. So I got up under there and did it. And he's like, you struggled a little bit. You're a little rusty. And they were laughing in the weight room. But it was cool, man. We have a good time like that.
Do you like this team? I know the last couple of years maybe a little disappointing, kind of how the finishes have been. But do you like this team? Because we talked with you, I think, last year, trying to get back to that Bearcat football we're used to seeing for the last few years where you guys were – and it's cyclical. We talk about that. Mm-hmm. You know, West has kind of become the team in the county. For the longest time, Bearcats were – do you feel like you're getting back there now with these kids?
If I don't correct it, then I'm gonna get in trouble.
You go right ahead.
I love all my teams.
Of course,
going back to the point of being young, they like these guys. Even in the weight room, when we started in January, the jumps that we've seen, like this group is, and they've done this.
Right.
Whereas we hadn't had that the last couple years.
Yeah.
So I do love where we are.
Right.
1,000% right now. Yeah. They're working extremely hard. Everybody's holding everybody accountable. There's no feelings involved. Mm-hmm. And it's just about the goal. And that's kind of what we've been focused on throughout the spring and throughout the summer is getting back to what we're used to.
Gotcha.
Yeah, you guys were, as you know, 5-5. But it was looking at the numbers again. I'm a numbers guy.
Right.
You scored almost exactly the same number of points as you gave up. you were 5-0 against teams with losing records and 0-5 against teams with winning records. I mean, so what's it going to take to get you just over that hump to the above 500, back to the
good level? It's just, honestly, man, it's just discipline. It's focus. It's mental toughness. It's physical toughness. And we just got to – we can't make mistakes. Mm-hmm. In a lot of those games, we go back, we were talking about the East Rutherford game. That's a game where we drop a touchdown pass. Yeah. We give up a kickoff return for a touchdown. We have the most flukiest pick six ever you could ever see. Other than that, it's an even game. Yeah. And I know that sounds crazy to say
that. We were there. Yeah,
but those things were self-inflicted. So if we can stay away from that kind of stuff, I think that 5-5 kind of shakes itself out, and it's better than that.
Yeah. Well, as of right now, we're planning on being at week two when you guys host West. That also is a TV game, and the other station here in the area is going to be there, so we may have to tweak things a little bit. But we're planning on being there for that. We're looking forward to that. As always, that's the Henderson County game of the week right there, no doubt, when West and Hendersonville play. So it should be a lot of fun. Well, Coach Ward, man, it's always good talking to you. And best of luck this year. And
Thank you. We're looking forward to seeing you.
And again, those Monday nights when we got a Friday night game, I'll be giving you a call and getting you on here. We'll preview it. And that's why I got this show, man. We're doing this show every Monday night. All right, Coach Ward, thanks for being with me tonight. All right, well, then we'll take our final break of the night. Ron's going to stick around. We'll wrap things up. You've been listening to the Pigskin Preview. Pigskin Preview. I knew I'd screw it up. Here on the Sports Week Hour on WTZQ.
Are you ready to take your financial well-being to the peak of excellence? Summit Personal Checking combines exceptional benefits, competitive returns, and unparalleled convenience all in one powerful account. Visit mountaincu.org or stop by any of our local branches to learn more.
Mountain Credit Union, serving Western North Carolina since 1963.
This is Jim Smeaton with Always Best Care Senior Services. Do you have concerns about your parents' ability to live safely and independently at home but are not ready to move them to an assisted living community? Why not bring assisted living to them? From a few hours a day to around the clock, Always Best Care can provide the meal preparation, medication reminders, household and personal care assistance they need to remain living safely and independently in their home. To learn more about how we can help, call us at 676-2939 to schedule a free home care consultation.
Eggs Up Grill! Eggs Up Grill!
Eggs Up Grill.
Eggs
Classic
Up
breakfast,
Grill.
Only $8 before 8 a.m.
Score!
Best burgers, salads, and wraps in town.
Score!
Lots of free parking.
Score!
Eggs Up Grill on Spartanburg Highway next to Planet Fitness, open daily 6 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Horizon Heat and Air, your local trained comfort specialist, is a proud sponsor of high school sports coverage on WTZQ. With their professionally trained staff, affordable pricing, and fast service, Horizon Heat and Air is the local source to deliver comfort for your home or business.
All right, what a fun show it's been here tonight. Our prep Pigskin Preview. I figure if I'm going to say that one more time, I want to make sure I get
it right. You should quit on that one.
I think I will. I'm not going to say it again. Sports Freak Hour is a whole lot easier to say. But special thanks to Paul Whitaker, head coach at West Henderson, Colton Brackett, head coach at East Henderson, Jim Beattie, head coach at North Henderson. That's so funny. I go back to years ago, Sean Crow, I did radio with. He never could get his name right. He always said, Jim, is it Beattie or Beattie? He never could get it right, you know. And then I think I may have said it. I'm sitting here, I was guessing myself during the interview, hoping I said his name right. And then you also had Coach Ward from Hendersonville. All right, Ron Wagner in here with me tonight, too. Ron's going to be doing a good number of games with me. I know my brother-in-law, Rhett Blanchard, is going to jump in. He co-hosted or did a segment with me last week from the beach. So that was a lot of fun. So Rhett's going to do some games, too. But, you know, Ron, let's kind of hear the last few minutes we got here on the show. Let's just look at the conferences. We'll start right there with that 2A, 3A split. Again, I think it's advantage Bearcats, to be honest with you. Madison, Mountain Heritage, Owen, and Polk. Mountain Heritage is good. There's no doubt. Polk's had some good teams, too. But I think Hendersonville, you know, Mountain Heritage beat them. Avery and Mitchell. So, again, Mitchell, Mountain Heritage, always two you got to kind of worry about. But in the 3A ranks, really it's just Mountain Heritage. And I think it's a, again, advantage Bearcats. You agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely. And I know, you know, I asked him that, but he can't.
He's
know,
not going to say.
He's going to say, but, you know, I remember,
Coach speak, I know.
You know, when I was at the Times News, you know, that they were in a conference for years and years, and you kind of just get a feel for the schools. And, and, you know, top to bottom, you might have a, you know, Mount Heritage has proven. Granted, they have a new coach, though.
They do. Joey Robinson retired after a long time.
That's a huge loss. Yeah. But, I mean, that's a program that is you have to respect. Mitchell has certainly been respectable the last few years. Yes. But after that, you know, these are all programs that have struggled for really a long time and don't have a lot of history of being good. And the other big thing, too, is in that other conference with East Rutherford, R. Central, even though those teams maybe weren't always that good, there was a speed factor there, an explosiveness factor there that the Bearcats aren't going to have to deal with in this conference. No. He's right. It's going to be a totally different style of play, but it's also going to be different for them, too. They're not used to seeing this kind of speed that Hendersonville is going to bring. Right. So I do think it's advantage Hendersonville. And also, you know, Hendersonville's one of the biggest 3A schools in the state. Yeah. So, you know, that's an advantage, too.
And I didn't want to put Coach Ward on the spot just because Jerron is his son, but I think he's the key. And we've seen him look amazing, then we've seen him not look so good. And he's a kid. He's growing, continuing to mature and play that position. But I think if he can get out there and get the ball to Albany and get the ball to Thompson, get the ball to Ace, that's the key, those quick hits they love to do and then let the speed take over. I think if Jerron has a good year, especially, I think offensively, Bearcats could do some amazing things.
Well, that first quarter in the playoffs last year, Bunker Hill, Hill was one of the best teams in the state, and Hendersonville was a better team for a quarter.
I know.
You're like, this is the team we thought we would see all year, so you know, maybe they can capture that.
And then second half, they gave up that one long touchdown run, and then it just kind of fell apart, but a great year for them. All right, now that 4A, 5A conference, and I'm glad they brought that up because I really felt like they could have made that a straight 5A and a straight 4A by just moving a few teams around.
Well, it goes back to apparently they're just not going to break Buncombe County up, and I've joked about that forever, how Henderson County schools are always driving through Buncombe County to get everywhere else, so Buncombe County never has to go down the mountain or go anywhere. You know, don't dare put Reynolds down the mountain. That would be just unfair, you know, so everyone else has to just go through them, and they get to stay in their little pocket, and you're right. That would be perfectly aligned conferences if they had done it that way, but they didn't.
But instead, you get North and West and the 5A with Franklin and Smoky Mountain, and those two teams were really good last year and will be good again this year. Then the 4A, you got East Henderson there with Pisgah, Tuscola, Brevard. I tell you, top to bottom, this league is like, ugh. And you hope East does well. You hope North does well. But when you look at Franklin, Smoky, Brevard, Pisgah, Tuscola, all the non-Henderson County teams, there's not an easy one in that bunch. Unless somebody graduated a lot, Franklin's got that like I said, that sophomore running back that's unbelievable. Smoky had a pretty good year last year. They slipped a little bit. Tuscola slipped a little bit late. Pisgah's always going to be good. We've seen what Brevard's been able to do. They were the class of the other league. I forgot the name of the leagues now. I don't know if they've named them yet. Do we have names for the leagues yet?
I think these two, it's still the Mountain Foothills.
Okay.
All right. But maybe it's the Mountain 8 3A now?
I don't know. My thing I sent to you guys was Conference F and Conference D. I'm pretty sure we have a different name. But I think West has a chance to be a team that's going to compete. I think North can be a little better, East a little better, but that conference is tough.
Yeah, you know, and it's you're right. It's tough to be East and North right now rebuilding in this league because there's just – and now it's gotten even bigger. Like, you can't get – last year they were able to steal some wins outside the league. Yeah. You know, now you're tied in with 7 non-conference games.
That's
so there's just not really any place to go and get a break.
No,
so,
10 games they play, I guess, so you can play 3 non-conference. Yeah. So basically you're going to play your 3 county schools. That's what you're going to see.
Yeah.
Well, 2 county schools and 1 more. Yeah, so that's going to be tough for them. But again, wish them best of luck. And I think there's some pieces there for those teams. And you never know what can happen. I mean, we talk a lot with Coach Beattie about, you know, what happened with North and the injuries they had, you know, and that pretty much derailed them 2 years ago. Last year, they probably could have been a playoff team. They could have kept some guys healthy. East, you know, got off to a great start. Now, Colton's trying to build something there. But man, there's not a tougher draw in the mountains, I think, than that conference right there.
Yeah, I agree.
It's pretty tough.
And one other thing that if we have a few – so this affects the playoffs are going to be a little different now, right?
It's the RPI is driven off of that. So even if you win the conference, but that doesn't guarantee you're going to get a higher seed.
Yeah, and you're not –
so it's going to be based off of strength of schedule and all that stuff. So you could beat an 0-1 48-0, and then, you know, another team could lose to a good team, and you could see that team actually – go up above you even though you beat a bad team. I'm not a big fan of how they do that, me personally.
I think I read, so like if let's say the Western Highlands, you've got the 3As and the 2As, and you got 2 2As. Well, before, if you were the number one of the better of the 2 2As,
you
were guaranteed. But that's no longer the case,
I don't think so. I think it's strictly RPI is what they plan
so
on going
if you're in the 4A, 5A split, finishing in the top of the 4As in your conference isn't necessarily going to really get you anything.
I've never been a big fan of that. But it's like transfer portal in college. Something else I can complain about. I complain a lot about stuff here. Hey, but Ron, thanks for sitting in tonight. It's good seeing you, and looking forward to having you for some games. I think we're going to pick you up kind of about week four, week five in there. And again, cannot wait for high school football. First game will begin August 22nd. It'll be Irwin at Wes Henderson. That'll be our first WTZQ football game of the week. Look forward to that. And then, of course, July 30th, here in 2 days, practice starts. Those poor kids right in the middle of a heat wave.
Oh, man, this needs to break. It's gross out there.
Whew, it is terrible. And I just, well, you know, I actually feel, after being at the beach for a week, where it's 100 every day.
It's even worse.
I'm a little chilled right now if it's 95. But, hey, thanks again for all the coaches. Ron, thanks for being here. Thanks for listening tonight to the Prep Pigskin Preview version of the Sports Freak Hour. I have a normal show back for you next week. Until then, folks, have a great evening.
You've been listening to the Sports Freak Hour with Mike Morgan. To listen to the podcast of tonight's show, go to WTZQ.com. Click on Programs and scroll down to the Sports Freak Hour. The Sports Freak Hour with Mike Morgan, Monday nights at 6 p.m. right here on WTZQ. Sponsored by Mountain Credit Union, serving Western North Carolina since 1963. Horizon Heat and Air, unmatched quality, service, and price. And Eggs Up Grill, serving breakfast and lunch 7 days a week.